Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Bob. Russell Wilson has won. What do you want to call it? C-level game, average game, maybe a little below average. And I've my mailbag here is littered with complaints and wonderings. You know, the first question I get, Russell Wilson, 14.5 QBR last game. I don't even know what QBR is. 43 for the season. Fields, 53 QBR. Russ, 4 for 11. Fields 8 for 11 in the red zone. Why no more talk about Russ's poor play? I don't think Russ is playing poor. I think he's coming off an off game. However, if you want to go with red zone, strictly with red zone, especially when they get deeper in the red zone, I don't mind the idea of Justin Fields taking more snaps. Here's another tweet, and I'll throw it to you, Bob. Alan Saunders. You know him, right?
Yes, does a very good job.
Very nice man. Tweeted these numbers this morning. Both Justin Fields and Russ have led 11 drives inside the opponent's 10. Wilson, 4 TDs, 5 field goals, 3.9 points a drive. Fields, 8 TDs, 1 field goal, 5.4 points per drive. Bob, I don't have a problem really with the play calling the other day. I didn't. They tried Najee after he ran him down there. They gave him the ball again and again a couple times. Didn't work. They threw some 50-50s to Pickens. Didn't work. I think adding, and they're bottom five in the league in red zone efficiency. I think adding Fields for some snaps, especially deep in the red zone, is a good idea. You?
Yes, I do. And we saw it at the end of the game. What happened when they needed to get first down yardage? They brought him into the game. It was Harris who actually got the yard to put it out of reach, and the clock kept ticking. But it was Fields who got the first down, slid a little prematurely. That's always a tough, dicey thing for a quarterback when you know that yardstick is somewhere, but you're not exactly sure. But yeah, why wouldn't you? And you don't even have to utilize him for him to be effective. You know, he's one of those guys, he's in there, so they have to account for him.
Yeah.
And if as long as that happens, you can do different things. I'm sure they have packages for it. We saw the first time on Sunday. I wouldn't be inclined to say you're going to see a lot more moving forward. When I say a lot more, you know, not 20 30 snaps a game. I'm talking about in certain situations.
Is red zone one of them?
Sure, why wouldn't it be? But I also think they need to take advantage of, you know, Freiermuth in the red zone. He's been, I don't know if it's just ignored, overlooked, whatever the case, not open. I'd have to look deeper into that. But Pat Freiermuth is a good red zone target, I think.
Funny you should mention that, Bob, because I also got a question, a couple of them, about Freiermuth. And here's the one I got. One person said, when are we going to admit he's just not that good? This guy says, Joel is his name. Can we officially begin the discussion of that Pat Freiermuth is not good? I'm sure the underutilized crowd will call foul. Basic math suggests this being an overpaid player who doesn't make a difference. He says, full disclosure, I don't root on Pitt and went to Michigan State. I think in the end, this guy's actually right if we're going average, good, great. I would put Freiermuth somewhere between average and good. But that doesn't mean he shouldn't be utilized more. I still think he can do more things for this offense. When he makes a play, it usually seems like it's a pretty important play. But this also leads to this question, Bob. Middle of the field. What is happening? Why don't they utilize
it? Should.
They did on the throw to Mount Washington, but why not
twice
more?
To him, but not more. And I'm not just talking about him. I'm talking about crossing patterns over the middle. The only way you get, to me, Calvin Austin more involved is by those kinds of plays. If he's going to be in there, you know, let him do some little slant, get him the ball, and watch him go. Dallas's touchdown last night was the exact play that I was thinking of. But they've got to utilize it. Plus, if you're not going to, it makes it a little easier. One of the reasons why I think Baltimore's defense had an easier time than they have been is because they have not used that part of the field as much as they should. That's just my opinion watching these games. I'm sure you feel the same way because you don't see it very often. When do you see George Pickens cut across the middle? We did last year a couple of times, and then he turns on the jets and runs and gets to the end zone. Not just down the sideline throws. It's got to be more than that.
A little bit. He had the one in D.C. where he was running like a gazelle. Remember that one?
Yeah, but not enough.
Not enough. And the Ravens were vulnerable in the middle of the field. Limits, do you want to see more fields in the red zone? And what about number 88?
I do. And, I mean, Freiermuth as well. It seems like we're seeing Darnell Washington more and more, which I'm okay with, but not at the expense of Pat Freiermuth. I want to see him utilize more over the middle of the field because he's got more explosion than Washington. They could use him in similar packages. But Fields, yeah, why not? Because some of the best weapons that the Steelers had in terms of scoring touchdowns in the red zone was Justin Fields' legs and faking out defenses on read options. And they're not being able to plunge it in from the 5-yard line in, even from the 10-15. So, yes, utilize him.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. In the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Kind of on that topic, but not really, comes this question, Bob. I just saw it. I didn't want to forget it, so I'm going to ask you it. His name is Ed. I call him Mr. Ed. In your opinion, which Harbaugh brother is the better NFL head coach?
Well, I mean, based on just the limited sample size with Jim, I still have to say John at this point, just because he's had, not recently, but had success in the postseason. I also think that he's been very much like Mike Tomlin in that those guys are constantly competitive. In there. The one thing that Harbaugh, though, hasn't done is beat his rival on a consistent basis. Tomlin has. The one thing that Harbaugh hasn't done recently with the two-time MVP has gone deep into the playoffs. They did last year, and then they still lost. So, kind of similar, but I guess at this point, because I have more of a multiple-year sample size with John, I'd have to say John. But Jim, I think he's turning the Chargers into the kind of team that could win big. They have the quarterback, and they're playing a real good brand of defense, which is what his calling card is.
I mean, John has the better resume at the NFL level, and he beat Jim in the Super Bowl. But if I had to hire one of them right now to run my franchise, I think Jim's a better coach.
Maybe right now. But overall, so far, what we've seen of his, you know, in the NFL, the time in the NFL, it'd have to be Harbaugh.
I think it's two different questions. Who has the better resume and who's the better coach? I think Jim's a better coach. John,
for now.
John beat him in a Super Bowl, though. And John has a longer NFL resume. But speaking of what you just did, I think sometimes there's a little overcorrection going on with Mike Tomlin right now, and maybe a little bit too much heat on John Harbaugh, like all of a sudden Harbaugh stinks and Tomlin, like the last 7 years didn't happen type thing. Mike Tomlin's having an awesome year. He's a legitimate Coach of the Year candidate, and he absolutely owns John Harbaugh right now. But this isn't college football. This isn't Ohio State, Michigan. The Steelers have owned the Ravens for 4 years running.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it gotten them? Nowhere. The Ravens have actually won a couple playoff games in the last 4 years.
Right.
The Steelers haven't come close to winning one in 7. So let's let the rest of this year play out before we start going too crazy here and making too much of the Steelers' dominance of the Ravens. It's nice. It's fun. It's great to hammer your rival, But it ain't Ohio State, Michigan. It's the NFL. The Steelers went 5-1 in the division and didn't win a playoff game. So what good is it, really? Win outside the division. Win in the playoffs. He has lately. Harbaugh's won a couple playoff games lately. Got to the AFC title game last year. So who's actually doing the better job around here? I would say him of late, myself. Tomlin needs to win a playoff game. At least come close. He hasn't come close since people entering middle school right now can remember. So, you know, there needs to be a finishing of the job here with Tomlin.
No question. I think both are in that. But I think both organizations realize that stability is a really good asset for a team in the NFL as opposed to constantly ripping, people in, out, changing coaches every 2-3 years. I mean, it doesn't work that way in most cases. In this case, they're knocking on the door just about every year, and you're right. It has to be, and I think Art Rooney said it this past offseason, it's time for playoff wins. I think if you're – and to use your philosophy about let's see this season play out, I would say the same about Jim Harbaugh. I want to see this season play out. They should have lost the game the other night at home after blowing a 27-6 lead. And if they had done that, they'd fall to 6-4, and people would be questioning what they are. So it's a long season. There's still a lot to be written and said, and I think we'll learn a lot more here in the next 3 weeks with the Steelers, all head-to-head AFC games. If North, if they beat Cleveland twice and lose to Cincinnati, they're still 10-3. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good record. You'd take a 10-3.
Yeah, what you said before, I might take a little bit of issue with, like the whole have one coach forever thing is a nice philosophy, but. Some teams do it differently. The Eagles are a great example of that.
They've done it twice. I get it.
They've gone from coach to coach to coach.
But you increase the chances of that not happening either. You can look at teams like Chicago and say to yourself, coach to coach to coach. You could look at teams like the Jets and say, coach to coach to
coach.
Sure,
bad organizations,
exactly.
Definitely. See, they can either stick with a coach or hire one every week. They're bad organizations, and that's the way it is.
One of the reasons why they're good organizations because they have stability at the head coaching position, and it gets you an opportunity
right.
to be there every single year.
Yeah, I would think if you're a good organization that you would be able to switch coaches and have that work too.
You can, but you also run the risk of it not.
Sure. You also run the risk of keeping a guy too long. Let's see what happens.
Absolutely.
Let's see what happens in Buffalo season, for example.
Well, I think
there's nothing wrong with a good team switching coaches, by the way. A good team that can't get over the top going to a new head coach. I'll give you an example. Tony Dungy to John Gruden. Who got him over the top? Gruden.
No, I get it.
Another example is the Eagles. So while there is some value in stability, I don't make it the holy grail of NFL coaching is that you have to have the same guy.
And I agree with you. They have to win playoff games. Now is the time. It's been too long. And that's what it all comes down to. It's the mantra that they live by. It's what they believe. So you have to start doing it. But before you can do it, you have to be in position to get there. Last year they did, and they failed. When they've got there recently, they failed. This year, they're going to be in the playoffs. At 8-2, the chances of that happening are very, very much in their favor. But when they get there, they got to win games.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At least come close? Are you talking about the Steelers?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Steelers, yes.
At least come close to
because
winning
a playoff
game?
Because most likely you're going to get a home playoff game here, too. And if you do, right now as it sets up, it's Pittsburgh-Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Now, if you're John Harbaugh, I do think John Harbaugh overthinks and overreacts to certain things.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I thought he got out-coached when Mike Tomlin called a timeout on the two-point conversion. Whatever play they had in there originally was the play they probably should have continued to have. They seemed to change everything based on that timeout. And
absolutely. He absolutely is in John Harbaugh's head. And the Steelers own the Ravens. But like I said, unfortunately, it's not college football. So where has that gotten them? Harbaugh and the Ravens made an unbelievable choice in the draft getting the right quarterback in Lamar. They got the right young quarterback. They've actually won a couple of playoff games lately. They've had, during the Steelers' streak of 7 years without a playoff win, seasons of 13, 11, 14, 10, 10 wins. They're doing better than the Steelers generally in recent history, Bob.
I know.
So the fact that the Steelers own them, like I said, is wonderful and fun. It's great in a rivalry. Let's have it add up to something this year.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Because there's 15 other games on the schedule plus playoffs. It really, I mean, it means something, but it really doesn't mean that much to own the Ravens. It really doesn't.
Well, if you're trying to win a division, it means a lot.
I mean, Not really. They were 5-1 in the division last year and didn't win it.
I get that. But I still think you want to win your division first and foremost before you do anything else. And that's where it starts. And if you do that, you get a home playoff game. And then the next step is winning that game and taking it deeper and see what you got.
Agreed.
But I will say this about Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin has a way of getting players that he wants here and to come in and buy into what he's doing. And it's not easy to do that all the time. You see some of the bickering that goes on with some of these teams with their head coaches and owners.
I mean, there's also a way of players who come in here and feel like they were made promises that weren't kept and wind up blatantly quitting on the team.
Absolutely. I mean, it goes both ways. But, I, for example, this offseason, the Russell Wilson-Justin Fields combination coming here, I don't think at the beginning of this process I thought that was even possible. And for whatever reason, it did work for them. Now, what will it mean down the stretch? Russell Wilson has to be better because even though his fourth quarter numbers are pretty good in the red zone, they are not compared.
See, what you just said is kind of what I'm talking about from recent Tomlin history. He did a great job, and I give him credit and Omar for completely blowing up the quarterback room. And I guess Art becomes involved, finally getting rid of the coordinator. But that doesn't erase the fact that Mike made a horrendous decision on Kenny Pickett and a horrendous decision on Matt Canada.
Yeah, and one ties into the other.
That basically cost the Steelers multiple years as their defensive stars get older. The fact they're off to an 8-2 start doesn't erase all that.
No, it doesn't.
I'm glad he finally, or you could say, you know, actually quickly abandoned that plan. Credit to him. But it doesn't take away the fact that those couple of years, the offense was an embarrassing disaster, mostly attributed to him.
Right. And he doubled down on keeping him after 2 years, heading into a third, and then that's when everything changed. So, yeah, that's all on his resume. I get it. But he's made a change, and they went after it. And again, I'd have to say most people wouldn't have expected that, but he did it because he saw it. It took him longer maybe than he should have, but he did. But I'm still waiting to see more from this offensive coordinator in terms of what's next. You can go and unlock George Pickens, fine. But they have other guys on that team that need to be more involved in this. You can't have – what were the other two? Austin, Jefferson. Mike Williams didn't even get a snap this week, but I'm not going to count him because he's relatively new. But the guys who were here had two catches. That was it out of the rest of them. You can't have that. The failure here in the offseason was not getting a legitimate number two and having to wait till the deadline to do it. So there are a lot of decisions that have to be made.
Yeah, and we'll see if he is even a legit number two.
Well, that's what I mean.
He made a hell of a catch in Washington.
He's a veteran who knows how to do it, which is why I thought he might get a few more targets last week, and he got none.
The Freiermuth thing is a little bit baffling. We can agree on that, right?
Yes. He's too talented, and plus they gave him a contract.
Do you think he is?
I think he's very talented.
Okay.
But I think they have to utilize that talent more so than they are.
I do agree with that. Sometimes I wonder how talented he actually is. Like, is he...
Well, if you don't throw him the ball, you're never really going
to
know.
True. That's true. Ben seemed to make good use of him. And I was going to say, how often is he getting open? But he's also the type of guy that you should be able to throw to as a safety blanket when he's not wide open, right? Just by him sort of posting up, you know?
Yes. You know, they've utilized Darnell Washington more than Freiermuth to some degree this season. And that's fine, except that I'd rather have a guy who can, I think Freiermuth has more speed, can utilize it better in the middle of the field. Again, in the middle of the field is going to be, if I had to write a song right now, it would be called In the Middle of the Field. In the middle of the field. But, you know, you got to go there.
Please, please cut that. Yeah, I agree with that. That's absolutely
it limits
true.
Everything. If you're just going to go sideline to sideline, that's all. And that's, you got to do more than that.
However, we haven't been complaining too much since Russ two things. We haven't been complaining too much since Russ became the quarterback. I think it's been a good thing. I think that's pretty self-evident. And two, the Ravens defense, as Tomlin said during his news conference, and he wasn't blowing smoke, is way better than some of the numbers would indicate. I think they had a scheme issue. We had Rob Long, remember that, Limits, last week, who was on with us from the Fan in Baltimore, who said that. They have a new coordinator. They just brought in Dean Pease to sort of oversee that operation. Bob, there's still a ton of talent there defensively. I think that's a good defense. They got monsters up front. They have two stars in Roquan and Kyle Hamilton. They've got good corners, I think. How they were last in the league against the pass is amazing to me. But go ask Josh Allen what they did to him when he went to Baltimore. And also, now you can ask Russell Wilson. I don't know what happened in multiple games to them.
Well, Tomlin's contention was it was garbage time, a lot of it. Went back and looked, and there was some truth to that. Not all of it. I also think it's how you attack their defense. If you're going to just, and they know it, play it to, you know, sideline to sideline, that's it, nothing in the middle, and you make it a little easier for them. I want to see those guys challenged down the field more if I'm an offensive coordinator. I want to see what they do because they have committed a lot of penalties and they have committed a lot of yardage in those penalties.
That's true. I mean, my bet is that the Ravens the rest of this season will play pretty damn good defense.
But they're going to have to because their schedule is, you know, people talk about the Steelers' schedule. Look at their schedule.
And they also did challenge them, I thought. Calvin Austin had a ball go off his shoulder pad down the field early in the game. Russ gave Pickens two 50-50 balls in the end zone, at least two, threw a number of passes down the field to Pickens.
But there were a number of checkdowns, too.
I don't mind the checkdowns. In fact, on the broadcast, Davis said maybe some more checkdowns. He said, I wouldn't be surprised if Artie Smith went in there and said, Russ, you know,
lay
back on the moon balls a little bit and go with more of the checkdowns. I don't mind those to Warren and people like that.
But it can't be an overdose of it. And I thought in that game there was some of that. Maybe that was the coverage they were seeing. Maybe that there was nobody else open. Those are things you have to look at with an L-22 tape. I haven't totally looked at all that, but I'm going to just to make sure. But, again, if you look at the chart of where the passes go, you'll see most of them go to the outside.
Even the
Calvin Austin one was down is near a sideline.
For sure.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it.
The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.